Coach on the road once again, taking behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I got the head honcho here for the White Sox, Will Venable. How we doing?
Doing great, Coach. How are you?
Just fine. Well, last time you was on Coach's show, you was in rookie status. So now you got some season under your belt, so I call you a veteran now. So, I mean, what have you learned? What has been different from you from your first year to now?
You know, I think the number one thing is coming into this year, have a better understanding of our group, you know, and what messaging that they need, the details that we want to prioritize in our program. And so it's just really kind of provided some more clarity around what we're trying to do on a daily basis. But yeah, you know, at the same time, still feel like a rookie. You know, there's something to learn every single day. There's mistakes that I'm making and learning from. There's mistakes that our players are making that we're learning from. So still very much growing here.
Well, I mean, thus far in the season, it looked like you got a young, entertaining, and energized group of ball players.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, the energy that they put out on the field every day is amazing. And it's really amazing the energy that they put into each other. You know, these guys lean on each other. They communicate well, they support each other. Everyone understands their role, and they go out and just do their job. So it's really cool to see.
And you know, you got a combination of the long ball going. You got a little old school baseball with the bunting and moving the runners along. So it looked like you just mixing it all up this year.
Yeah, you know, I think that the thing that our group has done well is they've identified who they are, you know, and they don't try and do anything else. And so when you have guys in the middle of the lineup like Mooney and Vargas and Colson, and we know that they're going to go out and put good at-bats together and slug. And then you add guys like Antonacci and what he does, and he has a good understanding of who he is. Tristan Peters and Derek Hill, these guys that, you know, they're playing their part, you know, and they know exactly what they do. We see the bunting as a weapon, the way they value defense and base running. And so, yeah, we just feel like our staff and our players have accurately identified their skill sets, and then everyone is happy to go out and do their job.
And, you know, my experience as a coach, you know, and I'm putting my coach hat on after 40 plus years, the team seem to be gelling, and that's really the key.
That's such a huge part of it, you know, and that started in spring training. Really, even you saw it last year. But then in spring training, you know, you get the guys together again. They connect. They like each other, which I know is simple, but it matters, you know. And so they're going out to dinner and doing things off the field. And then on the field, you see it shows up in the energy that they give each other, the way they communicate, hold each other accountable, and really support each other. But it all starts with that connection.
You know, the average fan probably wouldn't understand that part of the game. But once again, you're coaching me. You know, I coach 40-plus years. I coach some of the most diverse teams in the country and some all-black teams. But, you know, these guys, most of them came together and didn't know each other at the start of the season. Before the season's over, they left as best friends. But the funny part about it, they were bigger characters off the field in the hotels and around town when we were on the road than they were on the field.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we have some big personalities, you know, that, you know, you do get to see in the clubhouse. You get to see in the dugout sometimes, but it doesn't always come out on the field. Yeah. But, yeah, we got some special guys and you know, most importantly, you know, personalities aside, they're good guys that care about other people. You know, and you see it the way they interact with each other, see it the way they interact with the fans. It's just really special group to be a part of.
And again, as I say, my guys were characters on and off the field. They did a lot of trash talking on that bus ride to the game. How much trash talking on this team?
You know,
about themselves.
I'm sure there's plenty. You know, you catch wind of it. You know, I don't think we ever get like the real clear picture as a staff member. Because, you know, they spend so much time on their own, you know. But I'm sure there's some trash talking in there.
And then as the coach, you know, I was always what you call a player's coach. So every now and then when they had their little comedy going on, they included me in it. Dude. They get you every now and then.
Yeah, you know what? They are a good group, you know. They are very welcoming even to the staff. You know, we try and give them their space. But that's another reason why they're so special. You know, they've treated our staff and myself so well. I would just feel like one big family.
You know, in Major League Baseball, it's about the branding, the name. I mean, this is a team with no real branding, no real names, but yet it's a hard-nosed, hustling team.
Yeah, you know, I think what I like about our group is that we're creating our own identity, you know, and that it's very distinct. You know really what to expect from this group every night. We're not always going to play perfect, but we're always going to play hard. We're going to do everything we can to really scratch and claw and continue to play through nine innings. And so, yeah, I'm just really proud that, you know, regardless of anything else that is going on, like, these guys know who they are and they go out and play that way every night.
And every night a different person come up and play a key part. I mean, who's probably surprised you the most thus far?
You know, that's a good point because we're getting it from everywhere. You know, I'll say Tristan Peters is kind of the biggest surprise for me just because I didn't know anything about him. You know, he was someone that in spring training that, you know, as you look on paper objectively, you know, our model really liked. And so we knew that there was some value there. But the way that he's gone out and performed, you know, and really, you know, utilized the bunt, playing a really elite defense in center field, and running the base. I mean, this guy's a really good player. And, you know, he's getting an opportunity. You know, I think that's one of the cool things is that every once in a while you get these guys that you know, get an opportunity and it really is like, what are you going to do with it, right? And he is certainly really doing his job well and taking advantage of a great opportunity.
Well, I know you got a lot on your schedule. I ain't going to hold you too long, but we appreciate this time one-on-one with the coach and the manager, Will Venable.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.